Good morning. It's April 26th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. At the heart of a landmark U.S. Supreme Court case is former President Donald Trump, challenging the very foundation of presidential immunity and its implications for the rule of law. This case, involving Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator with 11 fake electors and 7 allies in Arizona, questions whether actions taken to overturn the 2020 election results can shield a president from criminal prosecution. The Supreme Court's deliberations on this matter could significantly alter the landscape of presidential immunity, potentially setting new precedents for the limits of presidential power and accountability. Trump's legal team has argued that without such immunity, the presidency as we know it could be jeopardized, signaling the high stakes of the court's impending decision. The justices wrestled with the distinction between private acts and official acts, probing the extent to which a president's efforts to influence election results might be protected under the guise of official duties. This debate underscores the complexity of distinguishing actions taken in the interest of national governance from those serving personal or political interests. The court's decision is eagerly anticipated, with Trump pushing for a delay in the trial until after the 2024 election, a move that could have significant implications for his campaign. The involvement of 3 justices nominated by Trump further complicates the case, raising questions about impartiality and the potential for a landmark ruling on presidential immunity. This case stands at the crossroads of presidential privilege and accountability, with the potential to redefine the scope of actions for which a president can be held criminally responsible. The outcome may not only affect Trump's legal standing, but also set a precedent for future occupants of the White House, marking a pivotal moment in the ongoing debate over the balance of power within the U.S. government. In a bold move addressing national security concerns, President Biden has signed into law a mandate that TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, must sell its U.S. operations within a year or face a nationwide ban. This legislation marks a significant escalation in the U.S. government's scrutiny of the popular short video app, which has been under the microscope for its data handling practices and potential ties to the Chinese government. Congress has taken a firm stance, requiring TikTok to untangle its operations from ByteDance to avoid being scrubbed from mobile app stores. This decision underscores the growing apprehension about the influence of foreign-owned technology companies on American soil. TikTok, on its part, is gearing up for a legal battle, asserting that the law infringes upon First Amendment rights. This isn't the first time TikTok has faced such threats, but previous attempts to enforce a ban or sale were blocked by federal judges. However, the current legislation's emphasis on national security might change the game. The Chinese government has expressed opposition to any forced sale, complicating the situation further. The U.S. government now bears the burden of proving that TikTok poses a genuine national security risk. This evidence will be pivotal in determining whether the app's operations in the U.S. can continue under its current ownership. TikTok has made efforts to safeguard U.S. user data from external influences, arguing that a complete divestiture or ban might not be the only solution to address these security concerns. Should ByteDance fail to meet the divestiture deadline, TikTok faces a potential ban, which could dramatically alter the social media landscape in the U.S. This development may lead users to seek alternatives for their short video content cravings, with platforms like Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts, Triller, and Byte standing by to fill the void left by TikTok's absence. In a day of contrasts on Wall Street, the U.S. stock market presented a mixed bag of results, capturing the attention of investors and analysts alike. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 climbed to one-week highs, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average took a slight dip, underscoring the nuanced landscape of today's financial markets. Driving the day's gains, technology stocks surged forward, with Tesla leading the charge with a more than 12% increase in stock price, despite reporting weaker-than-expected earnings for the first quarter. This paradoxical rise was attributed to Tesla's ambitious plans to ramp up production and introduce more affordable models, signaling potential long-term growth. However, the broader market's growth was tempered by an uptick in bond yields, following an auction of $70 billion worth of 5-year U.S. Treasury notes, which exerted downward pressure on equities. Investor sentiment was a mix of cautious optimism and watchful waiting, as market participants digested a variety of corporate earnings reports and looked ahead to key economic indicators. The anticipation of first quarter GDP data and personal consumption expenditures figures loomed large, offering potential clues to the direction of the U.S. economy. Among the notable corporate stories, Boeing and Biogen outperformed analysts' expectations, while Enphase Energy and Hasbro reported revenue declines, albeit less severe than anticipated. This blend of results reflects the complex interplay of factors currently influencing the market, from corporate performance to geopolitical tensions and the impact of rising interest rates. As the market closed, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ recorded new highs and lows, with the volume of shares traded on U.S. exchanges reaching 10.2 billion. The day's trading underscored the ongoing balancing act investors face, navigating between the lure of technology stocks, the implications of monetary policy, and the broader economic landscape. Tensions are high across U.S. universities as pro-Palestinian student protests escalate, leading to arrests and significant controversy. This wave of protests, sparked by recent U.S. political decisions, has brought a new level of intensity to campus activism and its repercussions. The protests have seen a significant escalation at locations including Northwestern University, where students have voiced their opposition loudly. The situation took a dramatic turn at Emerson College, where Boston police arrested 108 protesters following an encampment. This incident, which also involved four officers getting injured, was captured on video and reported by CNN affiliate WHDH, highlighting the protests' intensity. The unrest has spread to other institutions, such as USC, signaling a nationwide movement. This surge in activism has prompted congressional hearings and even led to the resignation of two Ivy League presidents, underscoring the protests' impact on higher education leadership. Fueling the controversy is President Joe Biden's recent approval of a substantial $26 billion aid package to Israel, a move that has intensified calls for action among pro-Palestinian student groups. In response to the escalating tensions, advisories have been issued for Jewish students to return home, a stark indication of the growing safety concerns on campuses. As the situation unfolds, demands for more university president resignations are mounting, reflecting the deep divisions and the complex debate at the heart of these protests. The story is ongoing, and the implications of these protests, both on university campuses and in the broader political landscape, continue to evolve. In a surprising turn of events on April 25, 2024, Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction was overturned by New York's highest court. The court pinpointed a crucial error where the judge allowed testimony from unrelated witnesses, leading to what has been deemed an unfair trial. This decision mandates a new trial, shaking the foundations of the Me Too movement, which had seen Weinstein's initial conviction as a landmark victory. Weinstein, once a powerful Hollywood producer, has been serving a 23-year sentence for sexually assaulting a former production assistant in 2006 and raping an aspiring actress in 2013. His legal troubles extend beyond New York, with a separate 16-year sentence in California for the rape of an actress in Los Angeles in 2013. Despite the overturning of his New York conviction, Weinstein remains incarcerated, facing significant prison time. The Court of Appeals of New York's ruling has reignited debates on the legal handling of sexual misconduct cases, particularly concerning the admissibility of testimony from witnesses not directly related to the charges. This decision not only impacts Weinstein's fate, but also sends ripples through the legal and social landscapes, challenging the progress made by the Me Too movement in holding powerful individuals accountable. As the news breaks, prosecutors are weighing the possibility of a new trial in New York. Meanwhile, the public and media continue to closely follow Weinstein's case, which remains a focal point in discussions about sexual misconduct and justice. This development underscores the complex interplay between the legal system and societal efforts to combat sexual harassment and assault. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.